we took care of everybody from pediatrics to geriatrics, and we had the opportunity to work together as a team. It was really great to have, when we had someone who had an amputation, we'd be there as physical therapists helping strengthen them, and then the prosthetist would be right there helping us adjust the prosthesis and the like. And it was just an awesome opportunity to share ideas. I think the things that impressed me the most were, one, how devastated Haiti still is. I was there 6 months after the earthquake, and there's still piles of rubble, and you see people carting out bricks and cinder blocks in a wheelbarrow. They don't have dozers and backhoes and that type of thing. And another thing was the wondering on my part as to where these people were going to go. We had some young folks with spinal cord injuries, so they're confined to a wheelchair for the rest of their life. And we could teach them certain things, like getting from the wheelchair to the floor because they sleep on mats. But my thought is, when they leave that hospital and go home, they're not going to be able to take that wheelchair from the home down the road to school or to a job. They're, you know, the outlook doesn't look great for them on that. So those were things that were real differences from my usual practice here in Bush, Alaska. There were actually some remarkable similarities. One was weather was a determining factor on what we actually did.
Right, it's the rainy season down there now, right?
It's just starting, and the high heat on that. So we had to work around those factors. And the second is, you know, when people leave their village or their town and go even to Anchorage or on to Seattle or the Mayo Clinic or someplace, the records don't always come back in as fine a shape as we wish they would when we're carrying on treatment here. And sure enough, we had many people coming in just with scraps of paper who had been treated all around on that. But I think the resilient attitude of the people and the generosity of the people with whom I worked were two memories that I'll take with me for a long time. It was really exciting to be part of a teaching program. Since they don't have a physical therapy or an occupational therapy school down there, some of the people who work at the Bernard Meves Hospital, which is where we were located, some of the folks there are training to be rehabilitation technicians. It won't be at the level of rehabilitation services we have, but it'll be a start. And so we worked with them after we finished treating people in the clinic each day. We would talk about the patients and why the conditions. Let me give you an example. Someone who has an amputation of their leg tends to have that leg come up and be flexed because they're always sitting in a wheelchair, and the muscles that help pull it straight are gone on that. So that's why we're teaching stretching exercises. And this is a bit counterintuitive, because in your heart you want that person to be comfortable. In your head you know that they have to move and stretch early. And so teaching these things to the students. And they don't have any supplies. And as people were coming down, we were leaving books. And I have a little spiral-bound anatomy book that I've had forever and ever that is, you know, my quick reference that I have in the clinic. And they were just mesmerized by this. They'd never seen anything like these flashcards that they could have on that.
And it's 6 months after the earthquake. What did you get the feel of the medical personnel down there? How are they keeping up with the numbers of patients coming through and the problems that are still around from the earthquake?
I don't think they are able to keep up with it, because they still have the earthquake burden, and then they continue to have premature babies and car accidents, so the load is actually growing. And there seems to be a very complex system that isn't functioning at 100% efficiency as far as getting supplies and donations from donor countries actually into the hands of the people who could use them in Haiti.